Chris Morning Update Friday, April the 5th.
大家好，欢迎来到星期五的早报。商飞官方正式公布了 C919 首飞的五名试飞员团员，包括一名机长、一名副驾驶、一名观察员与两名工程师。那么在英国皇室方面呢，女王伊丽莎白二世的95岁丈夫菲利普亲王宣布退休，女王将仍继续坚守职责。在外交方面呢，大熊猫核心毛隼将远赴丹麦开始为期15年的生活，他们将居住在世界上最豪华、耗资 1.5 亿人民币修成的熊猫豪宅之中。
Five test pilots from the Test Center of Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, COMAC, are the first choice to fly the maiden flight of the Chinese-built passenger jet C919 on May the 5th. The C919 is a single-aisle commercial aircraft built for medium-haul flights with up to 174 seats and twin engines. Its maiden flight will take off from Shanghai Pudong International Airport.The test center said the five pilots, Tai Jun, the captain, Wu Xing, the co-pilot, and Chen Jing, observer, as well as Ma Fei and Zhang Dawei, the two engineers, have long flight experience, newspaper Jiefang Daily reported. During the preparatory stage, Tai, Wu, and Chen were involved in the evaluation of the cockpit. They also carried out two mock flights ahead of the first test flight and completed slow and medium speed gliding tests.Before joining the test center 6 years ago, Tai was a pilot at the China Eastern Airlines. So far, he has flown 10,300 hours. Tai said that as a test pilot, flight is only part of his work. He also takes part in finalizing flight plans, verifying flight data, and other work.Besides the five test pilots, the center said it has also prepared a backup team and will decide the final team on May the 5th. Britain's Prince Philip will stand down from royal duties according to a statement posted by Buckingham Palace on Thursday. He will no longer carry out public engagements from autumn of this year, but will continue to be associated with over 780 organizations of which he is the patron, president,or a member, according to the statement. Buckingham Palace also said Queen Elizabeth II will continue to carry out a full program of official engagements with the support of members of the royal family. The giant panda Mao Er feeds herself at a Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding in Chengdu, southwest of China's Sichuan province, May 4, 2017.A pair of giant pandas, male He Xing and female Mao Er, will head to Copenhagen for collaborative research between China and Denmark. They were leaving Copenhagen Zoo for 15 years, according to the agreement signed between the Chinese Association of Zoological Gardens and the zoo. China and Denmark will strengthen cooperation in areas such as fishing, agriculture, food, safety, and drug regulations through a new collaborative work plan for the next 3 years, which is expected to bring the two countries' relationship to a new height. Premier Li Keqiang and Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen of Denmark agreed to a joint work plan for the two nations from 2017 to 2020 during their meetings in Beijing on Wednesday. The plan details the roadmap and timetable for further cooperation. Rasmussen was making the first official visit by Danish Prime Minister since the two countries established comprehensive strategic partnership in 2008.Li said he believes China and Denmark have great potential for further cooperation, and as the next year will mark the 10th anniversary of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, China is willing to use this opportunity to explore more cooperation between the two countries. Denmark is the first Nordic country to sign such agreement with China.Li stressed that China also is willing to work with Denmark in dealing with regional issues and international affairs while promoting free trade and investment convenience. Rasmussen praised China's rapid development since his last visit in 2010 and said China has shown increasing leadership on important global issues such as climate change.He expressed his willingness to fully implement the 3-year work plan between the two countries and said Denmark, a firm supporter of free trade, warmly welcomes investment from Chinese companies.
He also said a member of the European Union, Denmark, will promote the bilateral investment treaty between China and the EU to deepen relations. After the meeting, Lee and Rasmussen observed as the signing of the 6 documents on food and drug regulation, quarantine and sanitary requirements, and giant panda protection, among others. And that's our update for Friday, and stay tuned for the version on Saturday.